Thanks, Mike. So, Demontre, this is your first NFL season, your first training camp. How's it going for you?
It's going pretty good. I mean, I ain't got no complaints. You know, it's a childhood dream, and, you know, I get to be out with a great group of guys, and, you know, all the older guys are always making jokes, so they make it pretty enjoyable.
Well, in talking to a lot of the coaches, they said you're so eager that they've actually had to tell you to slow down a little bit. Are you listening to them?
I mean, yeah, I do to a certain extent, but at the end of the day, I'd rather them tell me to slow down than, you know, rather than them saying speed up. So, you know, I just go out there and just play hard as I can and wait for them to give me a command.
All right, so coming into the NFL, a lot of scouts projected you as a linebacker, but you seem to be doing extremely well at the defensive end position. What makes you a better defensive end than a linebacker?
Honestly, I played defensive end my whole life. I just started playing linebacker my first 2 years in college, and then this last year they put us back. So it's kind of like riding a bike, you know, you never forget it. So I feel like it's just rekindling old flames.
All right, so first-round draft pick, offensive lineman Justin Pugh and you have been really going at it. Do you guys kind of, like, push each other to do even better because you guys know that you're rookies here with the Giants?
I think that plays a factor into it, and I think it's just like being a natural competitor. He's competitive, I'm real competitive, so we really don't keep track. We just both go out there and just do it as hard as we can, and then, you know, at the end of the day, we'll see who wins the battle most of the day.
All right, I've heard that Justin Tuck and Matthias Kiwanuka have really been your mentors. What are they teaching you on and off the football field?
Just to hone my skills and my craft, and just teaching me little things here and there whenever they see something wrong. And then they're just teaching me how to relax and enjoy the whole experience and don't just get too overwhelmed or be too stressed, you know, make life a joke.
All right, last but not least, the pads go on today. So I've always said it really separates the men from the boys. Agree or disagree?
I agree. Totally. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that are players without pads on, and then they put pads on, you know. Some of them become players and some of them don't, so we'll see what happens today.
All right, well, have fun. Mike, back to you.